But it's not just the foreign markets. It's also the domestic markets that we need to look at and expand. That's one of the reasons why we've put a substantial amount of effort on bio-based products and the labeling of bio-based products. We think the American public is anxious to purchase products grown and raised and produced in America, and we know if we can put the bio-based label on products that will encourage consumers to purchase those. We now have identified roughly 5,000 products that are bio-based, and we will be labeling them so that as folks go in to stores across the country, they'll know which products will be able to help their local farmers. That obviously also involves a continued commitment to biofuels and to bioenergy. And I'm here today to suggest that those who seek to slow this process down, those who seek to stop this emerging opportunity for the country to be more energy secure, simply do not understand the power of this idea. First and foremost, it is about national security. We import 60% of our oil from foreign countries. In 1970s, when the energy crisis first arose, we were only importing 30%. 60% of our oil is imported. 60% of the resources that we spend for energy, our hard-earned dollars, are traveling somewhere overseas, probably to countries we don't necessarily agree with or don't necessarily like us. And it makes far more sense to me to continue providing opportunities for investment here in the United States, because we know we also know that when you expand opportunity, when you get to the 36 billion gallon threshold that Congress has set for biofuels, roughly a quarter of our fuel supply, we know that there will be 1 million additional jobs in rural America. We know that there will be $100 billion of capital investment in rural America at a time that it desperately needs that opportunity. There is something to be said about what's happening in rural America and for the country to pay attention to it. Nobody in this economy, I'd venture to say, has been as productive over the long haul as American agriculture. My lifetime, a 330% increase in corn production, over 200% increase in corn, in soybeans and wheat production. Why is that? Because American farmers embrace technology. And because of that, American farmers now have enough to be able to meet the food needs and the feed needs and the fuel needs and the export needs of the rest of the world. So the message is quite simple from farm country. We need to have a government that spends less but spends it wisely. We need an economy that makes, creates, and innovates, and we need a nation that exports. And when we do that, we see the kind of income projections that we're speaking of today in farm country all across the country. We see job growth. We see emerging middle classes and strengthened middle classes and expanding middle classes. You all have set the table for the rest of the country. All we need to do now is follow. My time is up, but I'm going to take a few more minutes, because I want to address a couple of issues. I want to address the food versus fuel issue. It is irritating to me that we have to read about this all the time, because what this basically is saying is that the folks advancing this argument do not understand or do not accept the notion that our farmers are as productive and smart and innovative and creative enough to be able to meet the needs of food and fuel and feed and export. And secondly, it tells me that folks don't fully appreciate the extraordinary productivity gains that have recently been made and the fact that there is still opportunities for us to be even more productive in the future. I say to those who raise this argument, do not bet against the American farmer. You should never, ever bet against the American farmer, because if you do, it is a losing bet. Then there is this notion that somehow the folks in this room are responsible for food increases. You've read that one, haven't you? Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with the rest of the country. I will accept responsibility for food increases, food price increases, if you give me more of the food dollar. Farmers only get 20 cents of every food dollar. And you could double the cost of some of these commodities and you wouldn't see all that much increase in food. You know, I think OPEC's got more to do with food increases than farmers. And that gets me back to the first point, that if we produce more of our own fuel, we wouldn't need OPEC and we wouldn't have this problem.